support for KNKX comes from Central Co-op, celebrating their new Tacoma location opening in 2018 on North Pearl Street. Merged with the Tacoma Food Co-op in 2015, Central Co-op is a more community-owned grocery store, open to everyone. More at centralcoop.coop.
Time now for Food for Thought. Here on KNKX, Jonathan Kaufman's new book, Hippie Food, is a look at how 60s and 70s counterculture cuisine changed the way America eats today. It prompted KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson to question 88.5's Dick Stein about his past.
Stein, were you a hippie?
Define hippie.
Long-haired, back to the lander, a revolutionary who changed the way we eat? That is the subtitle of Hippie Food, a wonderful new book that we're both reading by John Kaufman, who used to work for Seattle Weekly and is now a food writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. John spent 5 years researching the hippie food movement.
Well, I had long hair. I was never a back-to-the-land guy or revolutionary or anything like that, but I was certainly around a lot of hippie eating.
What was that like for you?
The ones that I knew did not know what they were doing in the kitchen. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. I blame hippies for giving tofu a bad rep by creating these awful concoctions of a really good foodstuff. You know, the funny thing about tofu is that I was eating fermented tofu from childhood before I ever even knew that the regular kind existed.
Stein, you grew up in New Rochelle, New York, in the burbs. How did you come to be eating fermented tofu?
My father was introduced to it by the Chinese bootleggers he and his brothers were doing business with during Prohibition in San Francisco. They had a bootlegging supply business. Counterfeit bottles and labels and flavors, and he was introduced to it going out to eat with his customers.
You know, it's funny, I'll never forget the first time I saw homemade tofu. It would have been in the early 70s. Friends of mine owned a health food store, like back when you just could not buy any kind of whole grains or bulk foods or certainly soybeans in a store, not around where we lived. I don't even know where they got their whole wheat bread from. You had to like order it special because so little bread in our supermarkets was even worth eating. It was in the mid-70s, and we were already into the whole Moosewood cookbook, that cream of spinach soup that I still make to this day. Then into the early 80s, I worked at the Good Earth restaurant in Santa Barbara, which was a major hippie health foodie restaurant. We served a lot of brown rice, and we served the house chai tea that was brewed right there in the middle of the room so that my t-shirt that I wore to work smelled like delicious spiced tea. And all the long-haired hippie musicians used to come in there, Jesse Colin Young and Kenny Love. And I mean, you'd have a heart attack when they walked in the room.
Well, I never really got very much into eating that kind of food, although a lot of it I like now. Definitely know what to do with some pork chops. But today I do eat brown rice and tofu and plenty of other stuff that back then was thought of as just hippie food. But at the time, I was really turned off of it because kids that were making this stuff were just terrible cooks. Also, I knew some people that were doing macrobiotics. They just didn't look very healthy. Some of them were a real pain in the butt to be around.
Yeah, I had a landlady who swore by the macrobiotic diet, and she didn't look very well.
I think that the more unappealing the food was, the healthier it was thought to be. And there's still plenty of that going around today.
Yeah, John discusses that in the book. Just so interesting to look at how this food movement changed from what you're describing to what we see today, which is healthful eating that is so mainstream.
Yeah, food that back then was thought of as being just for flakes and beatniks. It's all in the supermarket. Now, you can buy tofu in most supermarkets, whole grain breads, grains. And it really did make a big difference in the kind of foods that are available mainstream. And, of course, all the food co-ops, farmers markets, Whole Foods counts, I guess.
Or Walmart selling organic.
The book is a fascinating history of food culture in America. It's Hippie Food.
By John Kaufman, who will be in town next week, speaking as part of a town hall series on February 27th at 7:30 at the Westside School in West Seattle.
Far out. With KNKX Food Talker, Starshine Rainbow, Nancy Leeson.
He's Dick.
From long hair to no hair.
Stein.